Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chris, and I'm one of the co-hosts of the DCast, a podcast that covers all things Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars related. We just wanted to drop you a little note to let you know what was going on. First of all, in this time of COVID, we are going to take a bit of a hiatus. We should be back sometime mid to late August, we're hoping, or just to kind of get news a chance to gather. Everything's kind of empty right now. And so we are hoping to come back with a little bit of a different rotation, which is what the second part of this was. First of all, thank you guys so much for supporting us. We're consistently getting good download numbers, and you guys are listening and you're communicating with us when we're going live. And we appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. Believe me, the Marvel Tribe and the Extra Magic Hour and the Knights of the Rogue Republic and everything involved with the Diz Insider and the DCast. We just can't express enough how much we've enjoyed the feedback from you guys. But unfortunately, this is one of those times where, as Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher, stated, change is the only constant in life. Life happens. Nice little nod to Jurassic Park. But we've had a few people step away for a myriad of reasons. We just kind of wanted to inform you that Sean, Big Papa Disney, has decided that he is going to go a little bit of a different route. He is finding time for the podcast, which I totally understand. He's been working through this COVID-19 stuff nonstop, as are a bunch of us. And he just kind of needed a break. He was doing three shows plus producing another one, and it kind of got a little bit too much. We, of course, the cast wish him nothing but the best. He was a huge, huge part of this most recent cast change about 17 months ago. And the door, of course, is always open. Also, Brooke, one of our little shining stars, she is moving on with the next phase of her life in college in her hopes of becoming, well, not in her hopes, but one just assumes she's going to become an Imagineer. And so she's also having trouble. So she stepped back and she's only going to handle interviews only when she can. And then, of course, Miss Megan has decided she works a very, very weird work schedule, middle of the night. So trying to stay awake to do the shows is just a little bit too much for her. And we completely understand that. But what that means for the future of things, David and I are still on board. We are hoping to keep the Marvel Tribe in constant rotation. So definitely look out for that. And the Extra Magic Hour, well, it doesn't really have a cast right now. So we are probably going to absorb it into the DCast itself and just make it part of, I don't know, maybe a part of the show itself. The Knights of the Rogue Republic, I'm happy to inform, even though Amber is the only one left, Amber is probably going to bring along her daughter, Jade, who's a very, very, very well knowledgeable and well-versed in the Star Wars universe. And she's also a cosplayer like her mother. And so we are looking for a third. We want to keep it female because it's just so awesome to have a female-centric, strong Star Wars / sci-fi podcast. It's that simple. So if you are one, or if you know of someone, contact us at the DCast. Say, hey, I'm interested in maybe stepping in. And if you have the ability to record remotely, then we'll bring you in and see if things work. So the Knights of the Rogue Republic won't be going anywhere. And when we do come back, we'll see where we are. It looks like we'll just be kind of three strong and see how it is. And Andy needed to step back as well. He's got other things going on in his life. I'm free. But a one-man podcast, nobody wants to sit and listen to me for hours. So we just want to, again, say thank you. Understand that the changes that are coming, and we want to let you guys know because we thought it was important that you, as our fans, and I can't, again, tell you how much we appreciate you guys. We just want to let you know that we'll be coming back again when we come back, it'll be yet another incarnation. But we still hope to bring you the same quality information, the same chemistry over the microphones, and give you the same consistent coverage that we have been. We thank you so much, and we look forward to taking the next step with you guys yet again. This is Chris again, and on behalf of all of us who are here still and all of us who were here once, we want to say thank you and have a good day.